Paper Daisies, written by Kim Kelly and read by Rebecca McCauley and Johnny Carr.
Time, gentlemen.
The examination supervisor calls from the top of the room. But my pen already rests. My physics paper completed 4 minutes ago. I dare a glance across to my right. Doug Jeffries is scribbling out a last answer to the final question on magnetism, even as he is closing the booklet, pretending he is not still writing. Bert Hughes in front of him runs his hand through his hair, breathing out the tension with a cocksure snort, stretching out his legs beneath the desk. I barely breathe at all. I keep my hands flat to the desktop, either side of my work, for I am not a gentleman. I'm the only one of my kind in here. And the supervisor, a fusty old frock-coated curmudgeon, reminds me of this with a sneer as he whips away my paper. As swiftly as he manages an avuncular nod of,
"Good luck, Jeffries,"
for my neighbour. Only fitting, I suppose, as Doug is the nephew of one of the members of the professional board. The door is pushed open and 30 sweaty gentlemen rush out as bright summer midday rushes in, a stream of light piercing this dark panelled tomb.
Miss Jones.
A straggler reaches across me to hold the door. Clive Gillies right. He grins his certain medal-winning grin.
How'd you go with all that, eh?
Fine, thank you. I step past him and into the sun. My examinations are done. Literature, Latin, biology. All fine. I can't wait to shove my results in Uncle Al. Oh, don't think about him. Look into the sky. Brilliant blue above the chimney pots. And breathe in all my small but certain achievements thus far. Enjoy this moment. Here. Now. Today. The 5th of December, 1900. I am a student at the University of Sydney. And next year, I will be admitted to medicine. At last. I shall not fail. Nearly free. My sister Greta whispers to me on the breeze, across the miles between us. And now, across the quad lawn, only a few yards away, in the cool shade of the cloisters, here is Flo, my friend, waiting for me. But she's got lost in her book, sitting there on the stone wall, getting a numb bum. At the clatter of the sweaty 30 heading towards her, she looks up and sees me. She waves, shouting out,
"Brill! Oi! Over here!"
Her voice rings around the pillars and flags and I laugh. Flo, darling Flo McPhee, medal-winning in delicate. Fabulous.